Okay, Ollie, that was a game full of incident and full of talking points, but ultimately ends in disappointment for Harps.
Yeah, we didn't do enough. We can point to a lot of the excuses, but we didn't do enough really from start to finish. And to be fair to Galway, they dug it out, and you know, like the free kick alone, whether it was a free kick or not, it was a great strike from Ronan Murray, and they have that little bit of quality. And you know, I said it from day one, the huge amount of talented players. We have a good few as well, but we weren't good enough tonight, and you know, we didn't do enough to get anything out of the game.
Yeah, Harps started well, but once Galway got warmed up, they really took the game to Harps and probably took the lead deservedly.
Yeah, they did, yeah. You know, to be fair, the runners from the middle of the field, we had difficulty with them. They played narrow, which they did before up here, and we didn't track the runners, and I think Gavin Hoolan got in and scored a great finish. They could have scored a second from Mark Ludden's long throw. I think Paddy McCourt took it off the line, but we got a penalty, we didn't take it, and then we got a great goal on the counter-attack to get us in at half-time 1-1 without playing very well. I thought the second half we started quite well, but unfortunately, you know, the second booking for Paddy and the sending off probably changed the course of the game. That isn't to say that Galway wouldn't have won it anyway with 11-11, but it certainly probably, you know, fastened up the fact that Galway had that numerical advantage. But they played some decent football. You know, we were down to Bray were down to 10 men last week and played some decent football. We struggled, but it was the opposite tonight. I thought they controlled the game once we went to Mando.
Yeah, and you've said in recent times, Ollie, that Galway are a good side, yeah. And Harps have had their troubles against them in recent seasons, and once again tonight Galway showed what they're about.
They're a proper side, like, you know. So you're looking at them. I just mentioned, you know, the likes of David Connolly's won a league with Sligo. You know, the likes of Gavin Hoolahan, who scored again there tonight. Roland Murray. They're all serious players, Kevin Lathany. Do you know, I've said it from day one. But we're some good players ourselves, but probably not enough of us perform tonight to merit getting anything out of it.
Yeah, is it frustrating, all in? I mean, hugely disappointing that you go up and get such a good result in Bray and then go down tonight at home with home advantage against one of the teams that are down there with you at the bottom end of the table.
Yeah, but as I said before, Galway might be in a false position, to be fair to them. You know, maybe the likes of Pats are too, you know. It's very little difference between Bray and Galway at the moment, to put it that way to you. And we ran our luck a little bit in Bray and got away with it. Tonight, you know, had we got the penalty and scored the second before half time and got 2-1 up, kept 11 players on the pitch, it might have been completely different, but we didn't do any of them. We didn't score the penalty. We lost a man early in the second half. And to be fair to Galway, they kept playing and they can play. You know, they keep the ball very well. Mark Ludden caused us a lot of bother, overlapping from left back, and you know, the runs then from Gavin Hoolahan and Ronan Murray are excellent. I thought Biggie Younger did well for them, and we struggled to deal with him, albeit whether it was a free kick for Ronan Murray's goal or not. But we didn't do enough ourselves, not all of us. We needed to be at a decent level, all 11 or all 14, and some of us fell well short of it.
Shane Keegan has suggested that everybody down at the bottom end will be looking now for perhaps Sligo and St Pat's to share the points tomorrow night. Is that something you'll be thinking as well?
Look, I said it before, like, we have to look after ourselves and try and get results, and tonight we didn't do enough. You know, if you were going to go and look at it on tonight, you'd mark us down that we'll definitely go down. Looking at this last week against Bray, you'd probably say the opposite. Like, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns in it. I said it from day one, and people probably aren't happy, you know, with what I'm saying. We're in a battle. Thankfully, we're in a battle. We could have drifted it away earlier, but we're not. We're still there, and we need to fight. But tonight, we didn't do enough. There wasn't enough energy about us. There wasn't enough, you know, kind of drive about us, even in the first half when we were 1-1. But we weren't good enough down to 10 men this week. Whereas last week, Bray were down to 10 men and took the game to us. We weren't able to take the game to Galway.
Okay, well, Ollie, next weekend it's the FAI Cup first round back here against another Premier Division club in Bowes. Do you turn your attentions towards that game now straight away, Ollie? Get the head round it and prepare now for a cup match?
You have to move on, like, you know, it's a tough league with 33 league games, so nine the cup games as well. Like, we're playing Bowes, who, you know, we scraped over the line here a couple of weeks ago. They've had two brilliant results, and I think the drew tonight, according to the lads in there, that I can add it back. If we play like we play tonight, they'll blow us away. If we can play like we played up in Bray, well, then might be a cup game. But we need to move on. We have a number of lads there that are struggling, a couple of lads that are going to be out suspended, obviously. So we'll address it in the morning and see where we're at and move on quickly.
Okay, thanks, Ollie.
All right.